This is Unshaken, episode 9. Detachment is power. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up. One choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. A lot of people misunderstand stoicism. They think it means being cold, emotionless, disconnected. That's not stoicism. That's weakness hiding behind numbness. Real stoicism is something very different. It's being detached without being cold. And once you learn the difference, your entire life changes. Here's the truth most men never hear. Detachment is not weakness. It's emotional sovereignty. It's the ability to feel without being controlled, to care without being dragged, to stay calm without shutting down. And in a world that constantly tries to pull reactions out of you, that ability is power. Most men aren't emotional because they're weak. They're emotional because they're untrained. They react instantly. They explain themselves emotionally. They try to fix how they're being perceived. They chase validation when they feel misunderstood. I've been there. Trying to be clear, trying to be fair, trying to make sure everyone gets me. And all it ever did was give other people control over my state. At some point, I noticed something. The calmest men in the room weren't the loudest. They weren't explaining themselves. They weren't reacting to every comment. They spoke less, moved slower, and somehow they were taken more seriously. Not because they were distant, but because they weren't emotionally available to chaos. That's when I understood. Silence isn't avoidance. It's selection. Let's be clear about this. Stoicism does not mean suppressing emotions, pretending you don't care, acting indifferent when you're hurt. That's repression, and repression leaks. Real detachment means you feel the emotion, you acknowledge it internally, you decide whether it deserves expression. You don't hand the steering wheel to your feelings. This is the first edge. When someone provokes you, disrespects you, pushes your buttons, your power is not in snapping back. It's in pausing. Most people reveal everything about themselves in the first emotional reaction. When you don't react instantly, you gain information and leverage. Calm delays are intimidating to people who rely on chaos. Here's another hard truth. The more emotionally you explain yourself, the less authority you project. You don't owe everyone your inner world. When you overexplain, you lower your frame. You invite debate. You signal uncertainty. Strong men don't justify their boundaries emotionally. They state them, then let silence do the work. This one took me a long time to learn. If you need people to understand you in order to feel stable, you've already lost control. Validation is addictive, and like any addiction, it makes you predictable. The stoic edge is this. You don't need agreement to stand firm. You don't chase approval. You don't perform your discipline. You don't explain your standards. You live them. Silence is uncomfortable for people who depend on emotional reactions. That's why they rush to fill it. But silence exposes insecurity, ends manipulation, reveals intent. When you stop reacting, other people show their hand. Silence isn't passive, it's pressure. Once I stopped reacting immediately, once I stopped explaining myself emotionally, once I stopped chasing validation, I felt something new. Clarity. My energy stayed mine. My focus sharpened. My presence carried weight. Not because I was cold, but because I was detached on purpose. Here's what I want you to remember. Feel your emotions. Don't let them drive. Pause before responding. Speak less, but with intent. Let silence replace explanations. That's not weakness, that's control. Detachment isn't weakness, it's emotional sovereignty. And once you stop letting the world pull reactions out of you, you stop being manageable. Detached, not cold. Calm, not numb. Present, not reactive. That's the stoic edge every man needs. And once you have it, nothing can shake you. Thank you for listening. If this message hit you, like it and share it with someone that needs to hear it. This is Angel Lopez with the Nomad Build. Until next time, keep building.